You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We're headed into another team.
Man, they're going at it.
All right, let's go. At one point, you mentioned that they're going at it, and we mentioned that the defense has had the better for the most part. What is C.J. Gardner-Johnson saying?
He was on the sideline apparently yelling, "It's belt to ass." It's belt to ass. You know what? I wish I'd have thought of that. I just said they're kicking
it. You ain't heard that before?
Oh, I have.
Okay, let's say.
I have, but I'm just saying.
John ain't never heard that before.
No, I've heard that. Come on, man. I've said it.
All I'm saying is.
All I'm saying is, like in basketball, come on now. All I'm saying is I said they're kicking their ass, but it's a much better way to put it. It's belt to ass
now. He got to post a meme of who was that the NBA player that was holding the belt?
Oh yeah,
I forgot.
I can't even remember myself.
He played for the Rockets. Irritating ass.
Yeah, irritating ass.
But that also brings up a point. Someone asked us on the text line from the 832-713-572-4610 is the number of text. By the way, no fights in camp yet, or is it still early?
No
fights thus far.
No.
Now I got. I mean, the closest I saw was when they were working gunners. Like, you know, gunners were getting a little bit of work in special teams. I think it was British Brooks and Nick Neiman got into a little bit of a hand tussle, but it didn't last. But during the rep and a couple of seconds after, it seems like they've been very diligent in their work. Yeah. I imagine that D'Amico has stressed it and made it very clear. And then also, like, they've been very focused. I don't know that it's gotten to that point where it's gotten hot and heavy, which is probably a good thing.
And D'Amico, he's on the record. You know, he gets it. He's done it as a player. But he doesn't encourage it and hopes that they focus more on what they're doing. You keep saying it's belt to ass. We'll see what happens.
All right. Let's switch gears. Question of the day. Again, 713-572-4610. What's a breakup that you wish never happened? Because it is possible that the Astros are feeling a certain way about a breakup that happened. Or maybe they're just trying to remedy it. I know there's a lot of fans I've heard at times that feel this way. Former shortstop for the Astros, Carlos Correa. Mm-hmm. They are, according to reporting, I believe it's Bob Nightingale of USA Today, he's reporting that the Astros are mulling a reunion with Carlos Correa this season. I think that the actual mechanics of it would be so that, you know, the Twins pick up a little bit of that extra money and then they don't have to continue to play him and find some use for him. Maybe they send him to the Astros. Send on some prospects that could eventually be useful. And then you end up with a guy in a lineup that you trust, a guy that you know, and a guy that could play in the infield, especially as you need. He could play third base if you need him to.
He'll be third baseman, yeah.
He could slide around into the middle infield if you absolutely need him to as well. That is an interesting prospect as we near the trade deadline. What say you? Because we mentioned this in passing at one point, but we didn't talk very much about it. Is that intriguing to you?
Oh, absolutely. Third baseman coming home, knows the system, knows still some of the players. Obviously beloved in town, absolutely. And for what it's worth, Reggie, Bob Nightingale, 17 minutes ago, saw the Minnesota Twins lineup. They're playing an afternoon game just like the Astros are. Carlos Correa, not in the lineup today.
Ooh.
Not in the lineup today. It's happening. It's happening. But what is a breakup? Because it was a breakup. You know, it was money. It was length of the deal, all that stuff.
That was, what, the second in line of the MO and the trend that we've now seen with Jim Crane and the Astros.
Springer and all that stuff. So what's a breakup that you wish had never happened? I got a few. I got some from the Wayback Machine. I got some from more recently. Let's talk about Wayback Machine. I mean, Beatles.
I mean, what, they didn't do enough for you?
That damn Yoko Ono.
Oh, you're one of them?
Damn Yoko.
Why does nobody make John take responsibility for his own actions?
Take control of your woman? Is that what you're saying?
Take control of your life? What you mean?
More recently, Destiny's Child, man. I get it.
I actually would argue that I'm good with the way that happened.
You're good with the breakup?
Hey, sometimes a superstar got to break out and go her own way.
I get it.
They actually had a reunion recently.
They did.
Yeah, I guess Beyonce had a concert, right?
Yeah, it was her last stop in Vegas for a Cowboy tour.
Cowboy Carter, yes, sir.
Yeah, Cowboy Carter. And she was accompanied by Michelle and Kelly.
How about that? See, they wish the breakup hadn't happened either.
They all was happening.
Beyonce over there like, yeah, right.
Figgy, where do you stand on that? Forget Beyonce. I mean, that sounded bad, but I'm saying like breakup. You wish,
especially
that,
in Houston, buddy. You better be careful. I'm talking about will come get you.
Just the concept of a breakup you wish didn't happen.
Just anyone or just
Beyonce? No, Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child. And anyone that you might have.
I think it lived up to his expectations. I don't think they left a lot on the bone or anything like that. I think we got all what we can get from them.
Yeah.
It wasn't I felt like a breakup that I wish didn't happen personally was Outkast.
See, now we're talking.
I felt like that one hurt. I felt like they could have went on a legendary run, and their run was legendary still, but yeah. I felt like it was way too early to end.
That's a good one.
What did we get? Four albums?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
four?
Album of the year.
Yeah, if you want to count that last one, they technically did, but it was two separate albums.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Love Below.
Yeah,
and,
Speaker Box. Yeah,
Speaker Box, Love Below.
And
I
wouldn't even count that as them doing the album together because it was two separate albums.
Yeah, I wish Steve Carell had not broken up with The Office. I still watched
it. Oh, it was last season? Yeah. Was it one or two seasons?
It was three or four, I think. Okay. Anyway, either way, I still watched it. It was still very good. But Steve Carell, man, come on. I mean,
no, for sure. Like, I don't even think that they had anticipated him being, like, the superstar hub of the show as much as it did. But then, it just became that. It became very evident that that's what it was. He was the heart of the show. And they tried to keep it going without him. Obviously, that's some TV kind of contract type stuff. No, I think that's fair. Even if someone... And I know I'm going to make some people mad. Even someone that has not actually watched The Office, like, all the way through, I've caught spots here and there. Like, it's very clear that that was kind of different. Some other things that have come in on the text line. Somebody said the Hot Boys. I appreciate that. Someone said Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. They thought it was a funny show until later, of course. Yeah, but the problem is that
one
ran
its course, though.
That one had to because you can't have big old Shannon Sharp with all the accolades he had. Having Skip Bayless proverbially and maybe possibly actually literally putting his finger in his face, talking about how he ain't do nothing. Like eventually that one has to separate. Some other ones that came through 832 DeAndre Hopkins trade clearly.
Oh yeah.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
All right, so which one would you put higher? DeAndre Hopkins separation from the Texans? Andre Johnson separation from the Texans?
I would still say Andre, I think.
Okay.
I would still say Andre. What about this one? And it's kind of in the old school, but a lot of new school people still enjoy their music. Van Halen. They actually had more top 40 hits with Sammy Hagar than... what was his name? Anyway, but when Van Halen broke up, that one hit as well. Charlie Sheen and 2.5 Men. Someone says,
yeah, I think that one needed it. I think that one was good. You know what's funny? There's a couple music ones I thought of, and I think Fig, you were great, spot on with Outkast. One of the ones I thought of that kind of made me feel sad, and it was Hall & Oates.
Oh yeah,
like the way that they're like having an active legal battle, and the way that they very clearly do not like each other anymore, just makes me feel bad.
Yeah. Texter with a great one also from the Wayback Machine. The Astros and Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. I was going to mention J.J. Watt and the Texans. I didn't like the way that ended, man. I felt like he should have stayed with this team the whole time, man. But I know it was a lot of stuff going on. Easterby lurking around and all that stuff. It made me sick looking at him in that Arizona Cardinals uniform.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. It was deeply frustrating. He should have finished it out with the Texans. Some other, there's a lot of ones coming in. TNT and the NBA. We still remain to be seen what it looks like with the inside the NBA going over to ESPN, and then also. But yeah, I understand. There's been a lot of fun moments watching the NBA with them. The Fugees, Hootie and the Blowfish.
The Fugees.
Somebody met David Lee Roth was the name.
Oh yeah, David Lee Roth
earlier.
Lee
Kobe Roth. And Shaq. Actually, I'm 100% good with that one.
Really?
I think that one needed to happen. Like Kobe was an ascending star. And there's only so much oxygen and bandwidth.
It's a lot of championships.
Shaq had to be the number one player on the team that he was on at that point.
Okay, so they had issues, but that doesn't mean you wish they would have broken up.
I think I didn't
want them to break up.
You know, some breakups need to happen. Like, some divorces are actually a good thing. I think that whenever we I was hoping I could get through that, but I didn't speed past it fast enough.
God almighty, if I heard that once.
And, of course, I think of one. There's two that, of course, Houstonians will 100% agree with every single time. That is Hakeem and the Rockets, because seeing him with that damn cartoon raptor on his chest just felt so very wrong. And then also it is the Oilers in Houston.
Yes. Oh, God. Of course.
I got one. I think a Houston hip-hop one. Paul Wall and Chameleon there.
That one came in as well. Yeah, man. But I feel like Chameleon Air went on to a space that that serves him very well. But, yeah, no, that very
but
much.
But that was a good duo, man.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so keep sending those in, 713-572-4610, because it seems like the Astros might make good on repairing
the relationship.
Not in the lineup. Not in the lineup, Carlos Correa for the Twins. Is it possible that the Astros could bring him back? Would you be okay with utilizing like Miguel Loyola, who feels like he's the best prospect that the Astros have to give? Would you be good if they use him for that trade? Because that one feels like that one's not like a major one for what you're doing.
Yeah. Yes. To answer your question, I mean, just based on what their needs are right now, and window open, and Jim Crane willing to go over the luxury tax. Because even though they might take on some of the contract, he's still going to go over the luxury tax.
Yeah, and that's one of the conversations. We'll talk more about this, because there's a lot to be had as we are nearing the trade deadline. That is tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Time. So, there's more to talk about there, but it does feel like you have to be very diligent. It's when you walk into the store and you only got like $10, you got to be very careful. You can't buy up the store. You got to know exactly what you want. I think that there's some intrigue into, if you do make that happen, how you make it happen. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Still out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center watching Houston Texans training camp. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL and let's talk about some of the things that are happening around the league when it comes to camp. We'll do that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.